With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
A new sound, a new look, and a whole new way to bring you everything Buffalo Bills. Bills Wall of Famer Steve Tasker and the voice of the Bills, John Murphy, bring you One Bills Live. Weekdays noon to 3 right here on the home of the Bills, ESPN Rochester.
Back in the sports bar, Danger, Battaglia, 454-ESPN, our phone number. Joined now by the editor of Bills Digest, Mark Ludwizek, fresh from minicamp. How are you, Mark?
I'm doing well. How are you guys doing over there?
Great. We have 1 week of mini camp and then some downtime. Then we'll see everybody out at St. John Fisher College. Mark, let me hit you with a question that I'm sure you get every time you walk around town. How did Josh Allen look today?
Well, you know, not just today, but all of these practices that have been open to the media over there, I think Josh Allen has pretty much to a T been as advertised. You see the arm, you see the arm strength, you see his physical tools. I mean, he's huge, you know, when he walks by you in person, and you know, you see that raw talent, and you see some good throws, you see some wow throws, and then you see a couple other throws that are inaccurate and off and, you know, make you wonder about his consistency. So I really think he's been as advertised. I think the book on him leading into the draft has been pretty much to a T what we've seen out there on the practice field.
All right, let's talk about the guy that was brought in to be the quote-unquote bridge quarterback, because I hear what we hear about Peterman, I hear what we hear about Josh Allen, but nobody's really talking a lot about what we're seeing out of A.J. McCarron. How does he look?
He's looked all right.
It's a ringing endorsement, Mark.
Yeah. Well, again, I mean, I'll be honest. Today was Nathan Peterman's day. You know, not to change the subject, but, you know, first, I think I'd be doing a disservice if I didn't, you know, talk about him first, because he was lights out today. I mean, we're not at all of these practices. You know, media is only allowed to watch, you know, one practice out of each, you know, group of three OTAs if they have. Now, this week, we're allowed to watch all the practices that they're mandatory minicamp. So, maybe there are some things at those other practices that we aren't seeing. That's always my caveat when I say this, but I think today was Nathan Peterman's like best practice as a Bill that we've seen. I mean, he was great. I mean, he was with the starters again for, you know, 90% of the reps. And he, you know, he has been for most of the time that we've been out there. Now, you know, a day or two, AJ has been out there with the ones. So they've rotated a little bit, but today I saw noticeable improvement from Nathan Peterman. And I mean, he really looked good. He had a couple deep touch throws. He seems to have a little more zip on the ball. We asked him if, you know, improving that arm strength, you know, it was a priority for him in the weight room this year. And he said it was, because we all know coming out of the draft, he wasn't considered to have a very strong arm. So right now, based on what we've seen, I'd put him up ahead of AJ right now heading into training camp. Now, again, a couple years ago, we all thought Matt Cassel was ahead heading into training camp. So it's still very, very, very early. You know, that's my caution with all of this. But really, you know, to me today, just Peterman, he stood out above the rest.
Mark Ludwizek is the editor of Bills Digest. 1-800-93-BILLS is the number to subscribe to Mark's publication, as he's our guest here in the sports bar. Mark, we're trying to figure out a timeline. This is the fun thing that the Bills fans will do, right? What is the timeline for Josh Allen to start? And if it's determined, if everybody determines it's not going to be week one, he needs a little bit more time to learn for whatever reason, gosh, I mean, go into that battle between Peterman and McCarron. And again, the disclaimer being here, it's only one day, but the idea, Mark, seemed unfathomable back in November that your week one starter potentially for the Buffalo Bills in 2018 could be Nate Peterman.
Yeah, I mean, like you said, if you asked me that then, he wouldn't have been my pick, but, you know, I can only go off of, you know, what we're seeing out there. And, you know, to me, at these practices, he's been the best quarterback. And again, today, you know, at the other practices, I don't know if any quarterback was really jumping out ahead of each other. But today there was a noticeable difference. So again, it's one practice. We'll see. But as far as Josh Allen goes, I think all along the ideal plan is to sit him and wait because he's raw. He's going to need time. I wasn't, you know, a huge, you know, proponent of his play coming out of college for, you know, I watched about 10 to 12 games of his and, you know, studied up on him and all that. And I could see the argument for them taking Josh Allen in that if he pans out, he'll be the best quarterback in this class because he has the best physical tools, the best height, the best arm strength, you know, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. He has all of that. But, you know, he might have a smaller percentage of panning out than some of these other guys just because he is so raw. And there are so many questions with him. It's just going to take time. I'm of the belief that quarterbacks can be ruined if you play him too early. So I think it's better to be safe than sorry and wait until you're sure he's ready. You know, some others believe that maybe you throw him into the fire, and if they're ready, they'll be fine, and, you know, let him sink or swim. But I think this is a guy where I would just wait until you're fully confident that he gets it because I think you could ruin him if you put him in there too early. And he's just a guy who needs that time to develop and really clean up his fundamentals and become a lot more consistent with the ball.
Yeah, Mark, I hear what you're saying, and I can't believe I'm thinking this, but I mean, is it possible, and again, with the disclaimer that we know how early it is, but is it possible that the quarterback that gives you the best chance to win for the Buffalo Bills week one might be Nate Peterman?
Yeah, again, not something I was planning on saying or writing, but, you know, I'm getting ready to do our training camp preview edition. And again, there are, you know, two more practices this week. So, you know, I'll let them play out. And, you know, I always like to let the story write itself out, and, you know, instead of trying to force something that maybe isn't there. But when you take the practices that we've seen, and then particularly the one today, I'd say he's the favorite heading into training camp. Now, again, there's still two more practices this week, but I think that's where we're at. Now, at the same time, I don't know if there's going to be an enormous difference between he and AJ McCarron, and I would have been shocked if Josh Allen, you know, was the opening day starter again, just based on what I saw in college and how long I think he has to go to be NFL ready. So, in some ways, it's surprising, but in other ways, you know, maybe it shouldn't be so surprising.
Mark Lobozak, our guest here in the Sports Bar, editor of Bills Digest. Let's go to the other side of the football. Any other year, Mark, we're talking about the other number one draft pick for the Buffalo Bills, Tremaine Edmonds, at middle linebacker again, running with the ones today. Tell us about what you've seen here, you know, before this week, today as well, as far as his progress at middle linebacker.
You know, linebacker is always a tricky one when it comes to spring practices and all that because I think the heart of what a linebacker does, you can't really tell until you get into game action, whether it's preseason game action or early regular season action, because you need to shed blocks and hit people and tackle, and those are all things that you really can't do in spring practices. So, again, that's my disclaimer with linebackers. But that said, I mean, so far so good. The thing that stood out to me with him is you just look on the football field and you know, the scouts always refer to the old eyeball test, and you just see him. He's huge. I mean, he is, you know, maybe a little longer than you might expect for somebody who you're lining up at the mic or middle linebacker position. He's just a big dude with, you know, a crazy amount of athleticism. So when you combine all of that with his age and what he showed in college, the future and the upside should be very good for him. And again, I think we'll need to, you know, to get to some padded practices and preseason games to to really know for sure, because that's just the nature of the linebacker position. But again, so far, so good.
Mark Lewozak, editor of Bills Digest in the Sports Bar, Danger and Battaglia, ESPN Rochester. Mark, I want to go back to the offensive line as we kind of prepare for camp battles and what we could be seeing at St. John Fisher College. You know, hard to get a sense for who's doing what with the offensive line. No pads and nothing really that physical. But what are you seeing in terms of who's starting with the ones and who's playing what position? Where do we know? Where's Groy playing? How much time is Bodine been getting out there? You know, how does it all shake out for the Bills offensive line, an offensive line that's gone through a lot of change this offseason?
Yeah, I mean, you touched on it. It wouldn't shock me if there's more changes to come, just because there are, you know, so many positions that aren't, you know, set in stone right now, because so many of those other changes that, you know, they lose Eric Wood, they lose Richie Antonino, they were so abrupt. It wouldn't shock me if there's maybe a little more experimentation than normal there. You know, from what I've seen, but, you know, Bodine's been in there ahead of Wood. I'm sorry, ahead of Groy. You know, they wish Wood was still there, but ahead of Groy. You know, at the middle of the line, and then, you know, Vlad Dukas is in there, and, you know, Dawkins, of course, the left tackle, and, you know, and that's kind of how the line is looking right now. I have some concerns because I know that Bengals fans weren't exactly enamored with Bodine, and we're pretty happy that he left. And then all of a sudden, you know, if you asked me a couple months ago, would I expect him or Ryan Groy in there at center, I would have said Ryan Groy. So we'll see how that goes. A couple plays today, again, hard to judge offensive linemen in the spring, but there were a couple plays where, you know, Vlad Dukas was just getting beat left and right. And that's a little bit of a concern, since he wasn't exactly you know, a standout performer last year. But yeah, again, it wouldn't shock me. You know, those are most of the guys that are in there right now, but it wouldn't shock me if there's still some shuffling early in training camp to try and find the best five out there.
As you're working on the training camp preview, and I don't know if the answer is offensive line or it's something else here, Mark, but the one area of the team where depth is a concern would be what?
You know, I'm still going receiver. There are some interesting players there, but I don't know. I thought the Bills last year had one of their weakest receiving cores in, like, modern Bills history. When you factor in, you know, the players they lost, you trade away Watkins, you know, Kelvin Benjamin at the time was only 50%. You know, this year you've got Benjamin returning, and he looked good today. You know, we talked about Josh Allen. When Josh Allen got, you know, four or five reps with the ones late in practice, that was all he really got with the ones. One of those throws was, you know, a deep out to Benjamin. And it was one of those where, most receivers, I think, would miss that. And then Benjamin, due to his size and catch radius and, you know, ability to shield defenders and all that, he made the catch, and it was a nice play. It was a nice throw and a nice catch. So I think he will be a factor after, you know, dealing with that knee injury last year. But again, after him, there are just so many questions, and, you know, not just questions, but really, I mean, questions about talent there. What is Zay Jones going to be in his second year? Is he going to get over the hump, or, you know, I don't know. I mean, he was just so inconsistent as a rookie, and the expectations were so high with him. He was, you know, so consistent in college, and we just didn't see it last year. So I have concerns about him. And there's just, you know, there are some interesting players there, but there's just so many questions. That receiver, you know, right now is the big question for me. That said, I will say one other player who has looked good is Jeremy Curley. I think he will be probably, you know, the favorite to land, you know, the primary slot role. So, I think he and Benjamin have looked all right, but then after that, it's really anybody's guess.
Mark, Vegas has the Bills over under for wins this year at 6.5. For anybody that's thinking about taking the under, make an argument as to why they would be wrong.
The argument would be you would have thought the same thing last year, and, you know, I know I did, and I know a lot of other people did, and they overcame it last year. So, you know, if you're one to believe in the strength of this defense, the strength of LeSean McCoy, if you believe in Sean, you know, McDermott's process, and, you know, I think there are still some things with with him that, you know, you could go either way with. But I think if you look at last year, that's the argument to make. That said, me personally, I think this inevitably is going to be more of a rebuilding year. And that's not the worst thing in the world, because you're hopefully guiding this young quarterback along that you just drafted in the first round. And, you know, next year, they're going to have a ton of salary cap space. And you look at some of the needs that they have. You touched on the offensive line earlier. That came, you know, so abrupt and so late in the offseason, there really wasn't that much they could do, you know, to make significant signings or changes when there were so many other things that they had to focus on, and the draft was all about filling that need at quarterback and then a linebacker. So I think, you know, next year, hopefully if Josh Allen shows some late improvement late this season and shows you something, I think next year's where it's at. So I would take the under, but you know, for that question, I think you have to look to last season to feel the other way.
Mark Lovewizak, editor-in-chief of Bills Digest, our guest here. Shaq Lawson. Is Shaq Lawson in danger of losing a job this coming training camp?
I mean, I don't think he's going to lose a roster spot. Now, when it comes to a starting position, yeah, I think he could, because you know, you look at who they added in free agency and who they have there. I mean, Trent Murphy's going to be out there. So, you know, is that in place of him? Is that, you know, alongside him in sub packages or, you know, wherever? He's going to be out there at some point. You know, he's coming back from an injury right now. So we'll see. But I think Lawson is an interesting character in that, you know, I talked to him last week, and he's really focused on getting his diet in shape and trimming weight. And, you know, he feels that he's moving a lot faster and that he really wasn't maybe as dedicated as he needed to be. You know, maybe he took it for granted a little bit. I mean, this guy was, you know, such a stud at Clemson and a top tier prospect. And, you know, not to say he wasn't working hard, but maybe he just wasn't working hard enough, you know, to become an elite level performer at this level and live up to those expectations. So I do think his head is on straight and, you know, headed in the right direction. But, you know, now it's a matter of actually living up to that and doing it on the field.
Mark Lovewizak, fresh from mandatory minicamp on One Bills Drive, the editor of Bills Digest. Mark, wanted to give you some time because you've been so great with yours. Tell everybody where they can read more of your work.
Sure. You can get Bills Digest at you know, a bunch of local stores like Wegmans, for instance. There's a bunch out there in Rochester
I've
as well.
Heard that, yeah.
You can also, some people like it. And online, you know, through iTunes or Magster, that's Magzter, you can subscribe to it there. You get a little discount if you subscribe online. And we'll have our training camp preview issue out in early July.
I still remember the first time we talked to you. I thought you said Napster when you said Magster.
I wish it was Napster. Maybe I could get some free
I miss
albums.
Napster.
Yeah, listen to you guys. Back in the early days of the internet, I would send my email through Prodigy. Come on, what are we doing?
Dial up internet.
Mark, it's great talking to you as always. Appreciate the insight from minicamp. Look forward to doing it again real soon, all right?
Sounds good. Anytime.
You got it. Mark Lovewizak is the editor of Bills Digest. Really good with his time. Great insight there from practice today.
All right, there you heard it. Nate Peterman's looked the best so far. Now, I think we would all be shocked and pleasantly surprised if that answer was Josh Allen. I mean, it's a lot to expect on a rookie to be the best so far. But Danger, what does that tell you in this battle with A.J. McCarron right now? And again, disclaimer, it's June, it's still early
on.
Yeah,
the word that keeps ringing in my head now is, as we talk and dissect how the quarterbacks are performing is process. It's part of a process. Yeah, we have a plan. We know what we're doing. You know, part of me believes none of it matters. That Nathan Peterman could light the world on fire this preseason, and because they're following this plan and they have a process with Josh Allen, and Josh Allen's going to start even if he doesn't give you the best chance to win football games. And by the way, it's their right to do that. If they're following a template from other teams that have had success with their rookie quarterback and how they've used him, they want to kind of apply that same template to their franchise and how they want to build this franchise for the future. Okay. But I have a hard time, and I don't know what it's going to take for me to believe that Nathan Peterman gives you the best chance to win football games come week one. It's early. Preseason is still ahead of us. Training camp is still ahead of us. And you're going to see these guys compete and battle. And maybe through that competition, we start to see one quarterback separate himself from the rest. That would be the best scenario for the Buffalo Bills.
No, the best scenario is if it's Josh Allen separating himself. That one quarterback. It's time. And the arguments to keep him on the bench become less and less and weaker. That's what you want to see here, obviously. To me, it's a positive sign. And here's why, Danger. Because I think we know what the ceiling is with A.J. McCarron. Nate Peterman, we're poisoned. We're clouded by that terrible half of football, and that is part of his story. Okay, I get that. But the ceiling for Nate Peterman is higher than it is for A.J. McCarron. I'm sorry. A.J. McCarron is the quarterback that's been in this league. I would expect A.J. McCarron to beat out Nate Peterman. If he doesn't, credit Nate Peterman on that.
All right, we've got more stories from around the NFL, served up in bite-sized form. We call it NFL appetizers. We'll go around the league next, including a couple of running backs making either notable appearances or not appearing at their team's mandatory minicamp. We'll tell you who's in and who's out as we serve up the day's top NFL stories next with NFL appetizers in the sports bar. Danger and Battaglia on ESPN Rochester.
Push your bandwidth to the limit with ESPNRochester.com. Stream the sports leader on your computer. Read the latest rumblings from the Bills and rumors from the Sabres. Breaking news, expert analysis and opinion, we've got you covered. Plus on-demand audio and all of the best moments from the sports bar with Danger and Battaglia. Bookmark ESPNRochester.com, the online home of AM 950 and 95.7 FM. The Sports Leader. ESPN Rochester. Looking for the best sounding, most interactive way to listen to the Sports Leader? The Radio.com app is the official new home of ESPN Rochester. Download it today and listen to us anytime, anywhere. Listen in your car via Apple CarPlay or Android Auto. Connect wirelessly on your smart speakers or just pop some earbuds in and take us with you everywhere. The Radio.com app. Free to download, easy to use, and where you can find AM 950 and 95.7 FM, the Sports Leader, ESPN Rochester.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.